So then Divot Shalom had asked, why didn't Yaakov have Bitachon? The question he asks is, why was Yaakov scared? Why did he say maybe a bad thing's going to happen at a time when it would seem he should have had Bitachon? And we could explain this as the Tivot Shalom al derech avodah al pi amvoar. We could explain it based on the work. I don't know what he means al derech avodah al pi amvoar, based on what's explained. Shekol parsha zo shel Yaakov Avinu, that this whole parsha of Yaakov Avinu, may rest in peace, v'achanotav lemilchama be'esav, and his preparations for war with Esav, moret derech liyehudi, is really a teacher, is a guide to the Jew, איך ללחום עם יצרו, how to fight his desire. והתורה היא נצחית והוראת חיים לדורות. And the Torah is eternal, and it is a living guide for generations. So he says, in order to understand this, we will begin by knowing that the war with Yaakov against Esav and his preparations are really a guide that teach us how one is supposed to fight his Yetzer Hara. הנה במלחמת היצר, behold, when it comes to the fight against one's yetzer, against one's desire, הרי כנגד המלחמה הפשוטה, שהיצר הרע מפתהו לכל מיני תאוות רעות. When it comes to the simple fight, that the yetzer tries to entice him to all kinds of bad forms of desire, יכול האדם עדיין להילחם. A man could still fight. אבל כאשר היצר הרע מתקיף מבית חזיתות, but when the yetzer hara attacks a person from two fronts, אז קשה מאוד לעמוד נגדו, it's very difficult to stand up to him. ועל דרך מאמר למלחמה עם אויב, שכל זמן שהאויב מתקיף מחזית אחת, and it's just like a fight with an enemy, that so long as the enemy fights from one front, ויודעים איכן הוא נמצא, so you know where the enemy is standing, יותר קל להילחם כנגדו, it's easier to fight him. אבל אם האויב מתקיף משתי חזיתות, but if, ועל דרך משל, I'm sorry, and we'll take an allegory, but if the enemy attacks from two fronts, והמלחמה היא מלפנים ומאחור, and the fight is from front and from behind, קשה מאוד לעמוד כנגדו, it's very difficult to stand up to him. ועל זה אמר יעקב, and about this יעקב said, הצילני נא מיד אחי, מיד עשיו. Save me please from my brother, from the hands of עשיו. היינו שבא עליו בבית חזיתות, that Esav came from two fronts, bibchinat achi ubibchinat Esav. He came from the front of I'm your brother, came with the front that I'm Esav. Esav ya milchama besum mera shemitkaber betavot rot. Esav is the internal struggle of turning away from that which is bad, that a person feels an urge, a desire, an overwhelming desire for things that are bad, so he has to do sumera, turn away from that which is bad for him. So that's one type of fight. אמנם לזה יש עוד עצה שלעומת כוחות הרע ישנו הכוח של עשה טוב. So to this we have a battle plan that you use the strength of doing good. כמאמר חז"ל, like our sages taught us, בראתי יצר הרע. God says, I've created a יצר הרע, בראתי לו תורת תבלין. I've given you Torah the spice. שבכל מצווה שיהודי עושה, whenever a Jew is doing a mitzvah, וכאשר הוא עוסק בתורה, and also when he is dealing in Torah, הרי הוא מכניע את כוח הרע של עשית רעך. So then he makes the strength of bad subservient. So the first Yetzer Hara that turns him into the Ra. So for that we have Sumera Vasei Tov, turn away from that and do good. That's the simple Yetzer Hara, that's Yetzer Hara that's represented by Esav. Ach keneged ze nilcham Yetzer Hara b'chazit ha-shniya. Then the Yetzer Hara comes back at us from behind, from the other front, v'b'chinat achi. Then he comes like a brother. שמניח לו לעשות את כל המצוות. So the Yetzer Hara says, God, do mitzvahs. Yeah, go do good things. אבל מטיל מום בקודשים. But within the mitzvahs, he tries to put in blemishes. שזורק פניות וגאוות בתורתו ועבודתו. He throws in all kinds of different thoughts. A person starts thinking, I'm going to learn Torah, everyone's going to see. He makes a person's work impure. He says, yeah, go do Torah, go do mitzvot. And then he puts blemishes within the mitzvot, and the mitzvot could be a source for a person's own downfall. Shal yedei ze, yoshim asitrata, kol torato v'avodato. This is a Hasidic, a Kabbalistic concept, that when one does mitzvot, but then he does them with improper intent, So he allows gava and all the bad midot to enter his performance of mitzvot. So then the so to speak, the forces of bad, they inherit all his work. A person could learn Torah, but if his focus is going to be on his pride, so then all the Torah he's doing, even logically we could understand it, he's going to use that Torah knowledge for improper things. Just because he knows Torah doesn't mean it can't be used for bad. And what happens is he loses that power of doing good, which is really what gave him the support to stand up to the forces of bad. That's why Yaakov was very scared and he was distraught. He saw the Yetzirah standing on two fronts. He sees in both directions he's being attacked.